Almost impossible, I would imagine.
They're admiring the way the coach flows over the contours of your buttocks.
What a weird man.
Fair news, I do have manly buttocks.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll write your number down a little bit.
Good. The only reason I've started recording now from maybe a Dipsocast is because my phone's ringing out of battery power. And I want to have enough by the end of the night to do that. So I just wondered if anybody wanted to do it one now. If not,
well, we could do. Are we going?
We're recording already.
Yeah. As anyone who's following this on Twitter will know, Tom's just had his ass totally checked out.
By a laddie, not a lady.
By a wee laddie.
In a
pub.
Less of the wee, I'd say quite a substantial. Substantial, man.
Was he? I don't know. This is actually a bloke. This is not a mispronunciation of lady. This is an actual
lady.
Lad, is it?
Look, checking out my ass. If that's what you want to persuade yourself, that it's actually a laddie, then...
It won't take me that much more beer that I could successfully persuade myself. Blimey. Well, that just goes to show, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Ah, well.
So, another couple in the morning.
We've been a lovely pub crawl today. Starting at 12?
Yes. And it's just coming up to 9 right now, isn't it?
Yep. 9 hours drinking.
Yes, and we're still all going strong. And by all, I mean the 4 of us that are still here.
Yeah.
And that's also the 4 of us that were here right from the start.
Yes.
Granted, some of us have had to turn to sugary drinks to keep ourselves going.
But there's still booze. Mm. There's still booze. Mm.
Those of us that are
proper,
have kept on the ale.
I've just noticed, Martin, you've gone from the blue to the orange.
Yes,
That's mixing your drinks. You're going to feel that in the morning.
I was probably expecting feel everything
some kind
in the
of
morning.
Political analogy there, actually.
No. Yeah. You don't get that kind of intricate stuff.
Not after
a Dipso cast.
Yeah. I have no idea how this is coming out because I was trying to sneak up into the back room, but I didn't tell everybody that I was thinking about doing Dipso cast, which is a bad idea.
Yeah.
So we're actually in the main part of the pub where we usually record them these days.
You should have told us that.
Yeah.
Were there seats in the other room?
Yeah, loads.
Oh, I got this one because I thought it was the only table of 4 that we were like.
But there was a very, very shrill cunt sitting at one of the seats.
Shrill?
Shrill.
Oh, I don't like shrill.
Which would have really paid to any interesting conversation we may be having about our various coloured wickheads.
Yes.
Well, so if you feel for some backroom action, then I think we saw a nice working out from us.
Oh, Richard.
But then again,
it's Tom and that young man over there that will be getting background action.
It's not for us to barge in there.
No, I mean, I check out all sorts of people's asses quite regularly, and I have to say that I rarely get any backroom action out of it.
No, you're not doing it right.
I just enjoy myself. I mean goose.
I'm still not sure how anyone can check out my ass while wearing this coat. Podcast. I mean, did he have X-ray vision or what? I don't know, I think he was just checking the shape of it out. Or maybe the flow of your locks over your collar.
I am currently, my left buttock is currently being croaked.
Really?
Yes. So squeezed.
Lucky old you. I say, that's a bit fruity.
Happily, I'm so numb down there after all this drinking that I can't feel anything.
Yeah.
That's okay.
You could bang a nail in with it, couldn't you?
Yeah, that's it, yeah. My arse. And I have been farting through that bit of cloth. So whoever's hand over there will be smelling of poops.
Poo fingers.
My hand is trapped.
It's because it's Christmas. Christmas is party time.
Excellent.
I'm barely pulling out.
Okay,
I do enjoy
it. It's Christmas time, it's poopy time.
It's farty time.
We're not plagiarising anybody. Not
it's
at all.
Christmas time.
I got Precious Little. They did a recent one recently, didn't they?
They did. I haven't heard it yet. It's on my phone, ready to listen to when I get on the train back to Manchester tomorrow.
And I've got to mention it again. They seem to think that I'm a massive alcoholic.
That's because you are.
Only when I'm drinking with Michael. That's the only time I'm an alcoholic.
And now.
And now. I'm drinking with Tom, perhaps.
No, I don't drink.
Tom doesn't drink these days.
Oh,
we're what's talking. We've had a message from Twitter, who says, "Yes, yeah, sorry, that's me checking out Tom's arse. I rushed over to."
Oh, that's from William Tennant there.
Who likes to check out a young men's arse.
So it seems. Yeah. You can check out my arse anytime because he likes me more than you.
He does. So yeah. He discovered that recently.
Yeah, apparently. The man clearly has no taste at all.
That was when you died.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did say they liked Tom best.
And to be fair, you know, nobody's got time to check out Andy's arse. It's that large. So he's fallen between the two.
My arse is shapely. It's just shapely.
Yeah, shapely in the same way that Jupiter's shapely.
It is bootay. That is what it is.
In the sense of having several rings.
A big red spot.
Sounds unfortunate. I've got the face of Mars on mine.
I thought we were talking about Uranus.
I'm going now.
Your backside looks like your mother.
Possibly, I don't know.
He's saying that his mum is the anus.
The face of Mars.
Oh, right. I see. Sorry, I didn't realise we were going that far back through the conversational thread.
20 seconds?
Yeah.
Sorry, I do apologise.
I can't keep track that long.
No. I can't keep track this long, to be quite honest.
How long? What?
Eh?
Eh? What were you talking about?
Why is my phone in the middle of the table? Why are we
no
talking
one knows.
To you? I have no idea.
Oh God,
isn't it great? So yeah, we've had a good day's drinking, and
yeah, it's not been bad, has it?
And we seem to continue with the ages of sugary drinks. Tommy's been doing it hardcore.
I am being on the real ale all day because I'm a man.
Yeah, because he's a closet case and he's got something to prove. He's covering up.
I'm also
those of us who are secure in their sexuality, be it one way or the other, we'll be on whatever sugary drinks we feel will help us get through the evening best.
Yes. Hang on, I'm drinking real ale.
Yeah, we all know about you, don't we, Richard?
Neither Arthur or Arthur.
No, Betty both.
Hotel or motel.
Half rice, half chips.
Tuppence or
not. I'm putting the home into the hotel.
It's not the actuality of what you're drinking that I have a problem with. It's just holding a wanky-ass, brightly coloured bottle of fizzy shite makes you look like a twat. That's my problem.
No, I couldn't look like a twat holding this because I've already looked like a twat anyway. So it cancels it out, you see. I would look really cool.
Yeah.
Bigger twat.
Bigger twat. Big twat.
Yes.
Nah.
You've already agreed anyway. You look like Alexis Sale. Apart from when you get flushed, in which case it's Henry VIII. That's your manly beard.
Can we just point out that these critiques were coming from someone who has spent the whole day wearing one glove?
Yeah.
He's like Michael Jackson or Luke Skywalker at the beginning of Jedi.
Oh, I'm going to fiddle with you.
I'd go for the second of those if I had to choose one.
I'm not quite sure what kind of Michael Jackson look you're going for, but it's bad.
And it's Billy Jean.
Yeah.
Oh, I hurt from how bad that was. Oh, it's bad.
Oh dear.
I'll get my coat.
Go on, fuck off.
Terrible. I had a heinous injury. Rugged and manly injury, which has forced me to have to wear a glove.
Whereas I've got a
I'm saying
gash,
no more than that.
And I'm not wearing. I'm wearing two gloves. Matching.
Yeah.
Not
you're doing now, like any normal chap does and either wearing two or none.
Yeah.
I think the rule is you have to be wearing an even number of gloves at all times.
Like earrings.
What, even if you've lost a limb?
Yes.
Especially.
Like, ties a glove onto your stump.
Yeah. Or just get two left or two right gloves and wear them over another.
They're
the rules. I don't make the rules.
Yes.
I could be wearing another glove underneath that.
You're not, are you?
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Show me.
No.
Show me.
No, can't.
Ah, you're making it up.
Secret.
Yeah.
Making it up. Yeah. You haven't got a proper injury anyway.
I was in A&E.
You cut your hand on the saucepan lid.
Yeah.
It was all smashed up and jaggedy.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Saucepan lid injuries are not proper injuries.
You cut your hand with your needle while you were doing some embroidery. Embroidery kittens, weren't you?
He's also got a scratch on his face. Now looks like that bloke from the Caves of Androzani.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hurt rate proper, and there's blood and everything, so there.
Yeah.
Fat.
Yeah.
Are you sure it wasn't just some ketchup spilled out of the pan?
I don't have any ketchup. Mainly really obvious when I was making breakfast this morning.
Yeah, why haven't you got any ketchup? Yeah, exactly.
Put it all over his hand when he went training.
Yeah.
Just found out.
You just wanted to get touched up by nurses, didn't you?
Well, who doesn't?
Hey, I wasn't a criticism, that was merely an observation.
Yes, nurse, I've got this piece of glass in my finger, but my hand has become clutched around my penis.
Yeah.
Could you shake it?
Yeah. It's the shock. You'll have to pull it off, as it were. Actually,
the nurse that did my x-ray was rather cute.
Yeah, there we go. Dirty pervert.
All about x-ray nurses.
Actually, the triage one was as well.
All right. Yeah.
And you get all this on the NHS?
I don't like their uniforms, these sort of Jimmy Jams they wear.
No, they're not very good, are they?
I much preferred it when they were sort of uniforms you could imagine them wearing suspenders underneath.
Yeah.
Like Carry On films.
Yeah.
Those were the days. The NHS ain't what it used to be.
No, it isn't. It used to be a hospital made of lemons. What am I talking about? I don't know.
No one ever knows.
You're doing the usual thing of filling a space with anything.
Yeah, but
with just words.
But usually I can carry that on, and we can usually get something out of it. But today, having alcohol
today,
in my system.
Today we've lapsed into this conversation.
Is it really? I'd normally be talking about about some sort of character, that I can name after something in the room.
Oh, go on, do a character, yeah. Eden Windowblind. I think he's come in, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, it was a great friend of mine for many years, Eden.
Oh, he was good, wasn't he?
He was the Queen's buttock masseur and confidant.
Until he got sacked for slipping a finger in that one time.
Yeah, it was terrible business.
You know, he claimed it was accidental, but she thought he was searching for the crown jewels,
Prince Philip walked in.
You not meant to do that.
Thought it looked a bit foreign.
Apparently not, no.
Bad business.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just about after that time that I chapped on a bit.
I've never got any complaints when giving a massage.
Yeah, but you're not the Queen's masseur, are you?
You've never given a massage.
No, I've massaged the Queen.
Have you?
A Queen.
Yeah,
we're talking the Queen.
Ah, sorry, my mistake.
Yeah. Similar. Definite article, yeah.
The one and only.
Chesney Hawks?
Her Madge.
Yeah.
What, Chesney Hawks?
I had a massage at Chesney Hawks a few years ago.
You probably did.
Did your finger slip in?
After he'd done his muscle a bit.
Ah, yeah.
But then he went.
Of course, we've seen him live, haven't we?
Yeah, tragically. Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah, we have, actually.
It was an awful...
Lucky evening. Old you.
Yeah. A pleasant evening I spent in GAY with Martin a few years, Martin and James a few years ago. Yeah.
Well,
were you there for that?
God blimey.
If I was, I'd bleached that out of my mind.
No, I'm guessing not. He turned up for that. He was here for his birthday party. But yeah, we went in there and I got the early train and by the time I got out to this place, I was dying of being knackered.
Yeah.
And it was hot and sticky and there were lots of attractive men around and I couldn't possibly pick up if I'd wanted to. So I just spent the entire evening with my head pressed up against a cold pillar. Tried to cool down. I'm just thinking about a big bed that I could go and sleep in.
Happy days.
Yeah.
Happy days.
I don't do late nights very often. All very well.
And if it's Chesney Hawks, then it doesn't help.
Yeah, and Chesney Hawks won and Darnley International. And then we
Beverly Knight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't she?
Yeah, and I stood behind the mixing desk where they do the floor mix. And Dara International's man was their manager, shouting at the bloke doing the mixing.
Because he's just mean.
Because essentially the backing music was being played in on a CD.
Yeah.
And so she came on, she did the song, came off again. I couldn't hear any problem from where I was standing, which is right where we were mixing it.
Yeah.
But he came storming in and started trying to almost punching the guy, saying that he'd ruined her performance and that the mix was all wrong. And
for fuck's sake, I'm glad I missed that. Yeah. That sounds quite annoying.
They've obviously never seen live bands at some of the pubs in Cambridge, where you're lucky if you can hear any of the vocals or any of the instruments at all.
So you can't hear the vocals or the instruments?
Is it in a vacuum? No,
that's a really bad mix, isn't it?
I think you're sitting in the wrong pub.
Yeah.
In the vacuum pub.
Yeah, you hear the drummer though, he's quite good.
Do you have to wear some sort of breathing apparatus to go in there?
Yeah.
Full body. Like a space suit.
Yeah. Helmet.
Gimp suit.
Yeah. Is there any gravity in there?
No, it's cold outside.
No. Is there literally no gases or air in there?
Is the primary problem with this venue that it lacks atmosphere?
Yes, I was trying to. Yeah, not saying that.
I know, but it was gonna. It was. He wasn't. He wasn't going for any of the more oblique ones.
No,
was he?
No.
It was the obvious one.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
There we have it.
Hey, there, we're nearly supped up.
Well, I've got.
It's more like.
Where are we off to next?
Hell,
another pub.
Your mum.
Off up your mum.
Yeah. We're all off up your mum next. For half or a bottle of fizzy crap. Does your mum do Blue Wicked? Up her.
I might belch up her.
That's got a tingle.
Ring her and ask.
There's only one way to find it. Give her a bell.
Dear Mater.
Oh, we will.
Andy is just wondering whether you do Blue Wicked up here. Yeah.
He would probably say, what's Blue Wicked, surely?
What's Blue Wicked?
Because his mum is the queen.
Yeah. Of course, the friend of the gentleman's review, the queen.
Yeah.
She does our little Christmas things and everything.
Yeah. And you've met her personally, haven't you? And linked her.
I have, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tasty.
Oh, thank you.
I think it's strange. I don't know why, but on our Christmas show, she sounded more convincing than she's ever sounded before.
Yeah. I was amazed by that.
I bought into it. Yeah.
Completely. Wholeheartedly. Mm. Lime, bob, plum, sinker, baby, bird, fish, cherub, harpsichord, lemonade, earwig, car, chair again, window,
bunch of flowers,
building,
burglar alarm,
yeah.
I think the three of us should just remain silent, see how long Martin will talk for.
I could have gone forever for that, but I was interrupted by you then, just to never find out.
Countdown.
Oh, no. Never ever find out. Should we wind this up then? I mean, it's not. It'll be a short one, but I think we've done our bit.
It's short as one. We can always try another one later.
Short, but
maybe
shit.
Not on your phone.
That's what they always say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Short until the batteries run out. Then.
Yeah.
So from all of us here in the pub, we should all say bye bye in a nice way. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Goodbye.
Bye bye.
Goodbye. Thank you.